Hello, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the Free For All on Milk It Radio. And thank you for listening to the Free For All on Milk It Radio. I appreciate your patronage because we live in a world where media is coming at you every freaking second. So to carve out 60 minutes of your week to listen to a radio show, I appreciate it immensely. On today's show, I've got new music from Gary Clark Jr., two Bjork-like artists, Pharaoh and Empress Of. My buddy Mark Laux is working on some new music, so I will share that with the world today. And I've also got a new song from Slayer, as well as a little Madonna mix, but it's not a brand new Madonna mix. It's kind of new, but it's not brand new. But I'm going to start the show with Beirut, a band that I fell in love with about 7 years ago. It's the brainchild of Zach Condon, and he's just different enough, indie enough, pop enough, experimental enough, where he always keeps things interesting. This song is called No 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 off Beirut's brand new album called No No No. So enjoy it right now on the Free For All.
Where with pride I fix smiles, none to know was I done. it all too much, and it makes us ill. Can't stand the sight, can't stand the touch. Is this how we'll always feel? We crave and crave and crave.
Big Brat from Phantom Planet off of their 2004 self-titled album. And if you go on YouTube right now and watch that music video, I think it was directed by Spike Jonze. It's zombie themed, and this was before the whole zombie resurgence in pop culture. So maybe Phantom Planet is to thank for that. And they haven't put out an album in 7 years. So I would like, I think they broke up and then they got back together. So I would like to hear a new Phantom Planet album. And before that was Pronoia from Olympia Washington power trio Strange Wilds. And coming up for you, I've got Grindr from Gary Clark Jr. off of his brand new album, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim. And one day, this song is going to make a beautiful montage song in a movie. I could see it about a quarter of the way through when someone is hustling on the streets making their first few bucks. And you'll get it once you hear the song. But before that, I've got Freedom from Pharrell Williams. And I really like this song, but I don't love it. And here's why. The first few chords, they give me goosebumps. And it simmers, and I'm waiting for this full boil. I'm waiting for the song to go somewhere, and it really doesn't. And, I mean, the mood is so good as is, so that's why I really like it. But I would love it if this song just went off into wild places. And it kind of reminds me of Happy. A lot of people love Happy. I like Happy because I don't think it goes anywhere. So say what you think. Like I said, I still really like it, but I don't love it. Freedom from Pharrell Williams on the Free For All. Hold on to me. Don't let me go. Who cares what they see? Who cares what they know? Your first name is free. Last name is dumb. But you still believe in where we're from. Man's white flower. It's an every living thing. Your first name is King, last name is Dumb, 'cause you still believe in everyone.
The sun. Atoms in the air. Organisms in the sea. Sun and yes man are made of the same things. Freedom! 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 Freedom. 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 Thinking too much.
Your touch from the Black Keys. And now it is time for the music headlines of the week. And speaking of the Black Keys, Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney alleges that Jack White tried to start a fight with him after they saw each other in a New York City bar. Pat tweeted, "Jack White is basically Billy Corgan's dumbass Zero t-shirt in human form." And then in a statement, White wrote, "Nobody tried to fight you, Patrick. You were asked a question you couldn't answer, so you walked away. So quit whining to the internet and speak face-to-face like a human being." Well, the two did speak, not face-to-face, but over the phone, reportedly for over an hour. And later on, Jack White, via Third Man's Twitter account, tweeted, "From one musician to another, you have my respect, Patrick Carney." And for those that don't know, Jack White and the Black Keys, they've had beef. It goes back to 2012 when Jack White barred Dan Auerbach from his Nashville studios. And then in 2013, during Jack White's divorce proceedings, some emails leaked, and in one, Jack White said that the Black Keys ripped off his music. During this time, Jack White's kids and Dan Auerbach's kids went to the same school in Nashville, and following this email leak, Jack White pulled his kids from the school. And he said, "That's a possible 12 effing years. I'm gonna have to be sitting in kids' chairs next to that a-hole with other people trying to lump us in together. He gets yet another free rein to follow me around and copy me and push himself into my world." White had some more fun things to say about the Black Keys, but a year later, he did apologize, wishing the Black Keys all the success they can get. In other news, Whitney Houston's estate made a deal with Hologram USA, which will put on a scripted Whitney Houston touring stage show in 2016. The music, choreography, and lighting will be done with artists that worked with Whitney Houston. Devo co-founder Jerry Casale was married on September 11th and had a 9/11 themed wedding, complete with a Twin Towers wedding cake and box cutter favors. TMZ reports that friends weren't the least bit fazed because they both have a dark and strange sense of humor. Seems offensive, especially because Jerry dabbles in the public spotlight. In 2013, Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Jones beat the disease, which can be seen in the new documentary Miss Sharon Jones, but at a screening at the Toronto Film Festival, she announced that the cancer was back and she'll start chemotherapy this week. Jones added, "I'm gonna keep fighting. We've got a long way to go, and I will definitely keep Sharon Jones in my prayers." And finally, the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 this week is Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd. The number one album on the Billboard 200 is Beauty Behind the Madness from The Weeknd. The number one song on iTunes is What Do You Mean from Justin Bieber. And the number one album on iTunes is Beauty Behind the Madness from The Weeknd. And now we get back to the music. I've got two songs from young female artists who just put out their debut albums this week that are obviously inspired by Bjork. I've got How Do You Do It from Empress Of off of her debut album called Me. Empress Of is Lorelei Rodriguez, and she was obsessed with Bjork as a teen, and she said Bjork is the reason that she decided to pursue music. So you'll definitely hear the Bjork influence in that. But right now I've got Bodies from Pharaoh, a Norwegian singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. I don't know if she was obsessed with Bjork as a teen, but she recorded her debut EP in Reykjavik, Iceland, the home turf of Bjork. So listen to the song right now, and you'll put the pieces together for yourself. Here is Bodies from Pharaoh on the Free For All. Hey Boy, Hey Girl from the Chemical Brothers off their 1999 album Surrender. Coming up, I've got a block of Madonna for you. Why? Because I'm seeing Madonna at Madison Square Garden tonight. I've got to gear up for the Queen of Pop. Earlier this year, I put out a Madonna mixtape called the Madonna Power Hour, which you can listen to on yinslove.podbean.com. And the selection I'm going to play today is from that mixtape. It's called Express This Way. But before that, I've got a brand new song from my buddy Mark Laux. A couple weeks ago, he casually emailed me this song, and I said, Mark, I love it. Can I play it on my radio show? And he said, sure. And I said, well, who should I credit it to? And he's like, I don't even have a name yet for this project, so just say it's from Mark Untitled. So right now I've got Potash Road from Mark Untitled. I love it because it's trippy, it's out there, it's doing its own thing. Listen to it for the first time right here on the Free For All.
I'll be driving on Potash Road for a long time in my mind. I'll be driving on Potash Road for a long time in my mind. Been a long time coming. Found peace of mind through rocks reaching up to the sky. Keep up, we're running. So far from the world we left behind. Past brothers, we're coming to see the message you sent through space and time. Something. Think you know life until you tilt your head towards the sky. Oh, the lights come crashing through the black night, straight into your mind. Wide awake and humming, this place erases all the meaning that has kept you alive.
Long time in my mind. something that we do. Tell me everything I'm not, but don't ever tell me to stop.
Me and I let you in, made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong, built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms, forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down on my knees, alone in the dark. I was blind to your game, you fired a shot in my heart.
Took me to heaven, let me fall down. Now that it's over, I'm gonna carry on. Lifted me up and watch me stumble. After the heartache, I'm gonna carry on.
Stop!
Truth, Madonna, of course you can do it better. And next week on the Free For All, I will give you a full report of Madonna's concert at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And that is going to do it for another episode of the Free For All. If you guys need to get a hold of me, find me on Twitter at Jim Shear. Remember, if you're driving around in your car this week and you feel the urge to use your cell phone, don't. Just wait until you're home and take your selfie there. And I'm going to end the show today with a song called Take Control from Slayer off of their brand new album Repentless, which is fabulous. Such a fun album. And it occurred to me this week that Slayer is indeed a household name, yet not a lot of people have ever heard Slayer's music. And to me, they're always a punchline in heavy metal jokes. For example, I think there was even a commercial about this a couple years ago. Hey, dude, what are you getting your grandma for Christmas? I'm getting her a Slayer album. And then everybody has a nice laugh. But the crazy thing is that the people making Slayer jokes never heard their music. So they have nothing to base their Slayer joke upon. So right now, finally, if you've never heard a Slayer song in your life, you get to hear one now. So until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yinz later.